Now, in the movement of nature into which you are cast, there are three movements, sattva, rajas and tamas. Our original nature is Satchidananda, whereas here you find the three movements of sattva, rajas and tamas. So there is a conflict between Satchidananda nature and the nature which is specific for yourself in this world drama. These two get into conflict with rajas, tamas and sattva. For the moment, since we are caught in the net of ignorance, we forget our real swabhava. Identifying ourselves with tamas, rajas and sattva, we think I am tamasic, we think I am rajasic, we think I am sattvic, which is not your real nature. None of these elements is your real nature. But we get entangled into this. All of us, therefore, as long as we are in ignorance, are in basic conflict. We are identifying ourselves with whatever is predominant in sattva, rajas and tamas, in the prakriti. Although behind this, there is always an inner feeling which proceeds from our real nature. Discovery of our real nature, even though entangled into sattva, rajas and tamas, is the basic work of man. Not to regard ourselves to be sattvic, rajasic and tamasic, but to discover our real self, our true nature, Satchidananda nature, and the nature which proceeds from our real work. This is our task. And Karma Yoga is fundamentally a process of this discovery.
But there's nothing called as destiny.
Destiny is the work that you are supposed to do in the world. Right from the beginning, you are given a task to be done in the world, which nobody else will do. It is your specific work. It is, imagine that you are like a god. When you are directing a drama, you are like God. You tell so many actors and assign to each one the acting that he has to do according to a character. You have assigned to each one whatever he is supposed to do. Now imagine these actors are very unintelligent. And the work that you are assigning to them, they don't understand very well. They crudely do their acting. Then as a director, what do? You constantly train them and say, look, this is not your role, this is your role. Now this is what we are supposed to do in this world. We are all crude actors in this world. God has given a work to us and we are acting in a haphazard manner. And therefore we don't succeed very often because we are doing all haphazard. We have a destiny. To the extent to which we are able to bring out our swabhava and put it rightly into our outer nature and surmount sattva, rajas and tamas, or even to make sattva, rajas and tamas act according to our swabhava, even more sattva, rajas and tamas, even though we are overpowered by it, even to make that act according to our real swabhava, this is one of the most important tasks of Karma Yoga. Therefore, this Karma Yoga cannot be done mechanically. This Karma Yoga requires subtlety. You have got to be awakened. You have got to do very intelligently. That is why it's called Yoga of Intelligent Will. is yoga of buddhi. If you don't apply buddhi, if you do not apply your consciousness, then this yoga cannot be performed. What is the difference between a good teacher and a bad teacher? Bad teacher teaches mechanically. A good teacher is one who takes into account every child and sees what is his swadharma, what is his swabhava, and how the child has got entangled into some other qualities which are not according to swabhava, and therefore is not able to do rightly what he is supposed to do. To put every child on the level in which his swabhava really manifests, that is the real task of the mother, of the father, of the friends, of the teachers. Every individual is to be helped in that line. So, this swabhava concept is very important in karma yoga. When we say all actions are to be offered to the divine, we have to make a statement saying all actions have first to be analyzed. You have to see levels of actions. We have to see what is really actions proceeding from true swabhava and what is proceeding on account of our entanglement with sattva, rajas and tamas. How to match these two and how gradually to allow the swabhava to come out. Swabhava is something which is irresistible. Even though for the time being it may become resisted, it may become obstructed, but true swabhava is something that will definitely manifest at a given time when obstructions are removed. Then there is no need to tell somebody, now do this or do that. Swabhava, automatically, it is a tremendous force because behind it is the will of the divine. The divine has given that will, and the moment all the obstructions are removed, that swabhava will manifest automatically. That is why Shri Krishna also tells Arjuna that even if you want to run away from the battlefield, you will come back because it is your swabhava. You cannot resist it. You will come back. When all your prakriti, sattva, rajas, tamas will all be quiet and you will really be yourself, automatically you will run into the battlefield and do your work.